This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, February 1st. Well, cattle markets pretty strong yesterday. We got up into some resistance levels for the feeder cattle, and they pretty much kind of stalled out, but it was a good strong day. And we ended up closing toward the high of the day. But again, we were reaching up into some first resistance levels that we'll see how we do here today. In live cattle, fairly quiet. We had a big day up on Monday, and then yesterday had not really much follow through at all, stalling against those contract highs in the February market. On the back months, we were into new contract highs, and the market basically yesterday was fairly quiet at the top end of Monday's range. So, of course, the market's waiting for the inventory report that was out yesterday afternoon. Numbers were certainly in the same trajectory as what the trade was expecting, which is down pretty much everywhere, but I think it was down a little bit more than what they expected. So the total beef cow herd was down 3.6% at 28.9 million head. That's the fourth year in a row that it's been down, and it's the biggest drop since 1986. We were at 28.9 million head. That's also the smallest beef cow herd that we've seen since 1964. So it's pretty remarkable how aggressive we've been at herd liquidation. Replacement heifers were pegged at 5.1 million head. That's down 6%. That is a record low since that data began in 1965. Cows and heifers that have calved is down 4%. That's a drop of 1.2 million head at 38.2 million head. Calf crop for 2023 is expected at 34.4 million head. That would be down 2% from last year. Total cattle on feed at 14.2 million head is down 4% from last year. So it's just down. Everywhere you look, the numbers are down. Not a big surprise. I think the surprise was how big the numbers were down. It was more than what the trade was anticipating. So this just pretty much underscores where we're headed for the next few years as we rebuild the herds. And of course, that depends on pasture conditions and a hay crop. Pretty much everywhere in the country has had a significant improvement in moisture, topsoil, and some subsoil moisture. So that, except the western plains from southwest Kansas, pretty much straight south, that is still very dry. And of course, that's the biggest component of your beef cow herd already. So obviously they need to have better grazing conditions before you see the huge surge in herd rebuilding. Last year we saw, you know, a significant acceleration of herd liquidation coming from Texas, which had a brutal drought last year. And of course, the northern plains have had their droughts and liquidation. It's just been happening again for 4 years. So I think that we are on the very, very beginning precipice of rebuilding the herds. I think we're just starting to see evidence of heifer retention. My guess is the Northern Plains, Central Plains, the Midwest, all of these regions will have adequate moisture, at least in the beginning. And, you know, so that's going to encourage heifer retention, should get a decent hay crop in that area. There is growing evidence that La Nina is fading, and that El Nino is starting to ramp up. So that would clear the way for more systems to come through the central and southern plains. So that opens the doors for much better rain and much better pasture conditions here. It's going to have to happen soon, but you know, apparently La Nina is fading pretty fast, and the eastern Pacific equatorial temperatures are rising pretty fast as well. So that suggests that we are quickly turning into an El Nino type of pattern. So that just bodes much, much better for rain chances across the southwest. And I think that if those rains come, it's going to be, you know, full bore demand, looking for calves to put on grass, heifer retention. We're going to be accelerating the herd expansion probably this year. So that's why, you know, we're looking to be buying breaks in feeder cattle. We want to be positioned in the May contract, because usually by early May, producers have bought whatever calves that they're going to buy to put on grass. It's pretty much done by that first to second week of May. So that's a seasonal pattern. And again, if the rains come, I think that accelerates that pattern to the upside. So that's what we're looking for. We know numbers are tight in the live cattle space. Feedlot numbers are probably getting backed up a little bit here with the storm coming across Southern Plains, but it looks to be a fairly quickly moving storm. It's going to slow down your weight gains just briefly, but it's going to slow down marketings briefly as well. So it's going to back up cattle into the feedlots. They're going to be, you know, eager to get those moved out and get caught up with the marketings. They were just kind of getting things cleaned up from the major storms that we had through the holidays. So they're still kind of on the back foot here. Packers, obviously, they need to have the numbers around them as well. But the Packers have seemed to have the upper hand here, the leverage in the market over these last few weeks. That's probably going to last another 1 to 2 weeks, I would guess. And then I think the feedlots kind of get back into their groove. Tighter numbers. They should be able to get caught up in their marketings and get some, you know, regain some leverage in the market. In the cash trade yesterday, nothing going on yet, but the box beef values had a pretty big difference. We had the choice down 201 at 266. Select was up 140 at 253. So the spread lost 341. We're sitting at 1317. It's a pretty big drop from the spread after just about 10 days ago, we were running about $22, and now we're just at 13. Slaughter rates so far this week are at 248,000 head. That is 3,000 less than a week ago, and it's 6,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index is up 54 cents. We're sitting at 180.42. So getting back to futures, I think if the feeder cattle don't see any follow through today, they're probably going to find quite a bit of selling trying to lean on the market. We're going to be a buyer of breaks and getting positioned in that May contract. For live cattle, you know, we're holding well above the breakout. You know, we'll probably come back and test that breakout. If we come back below it, then we'll probably see more of an extended correction. But I think that the market is on a pretty strong upward trajectory. We might come back and just test that old contract high just from a couple weeks ago. Most likely we'll hold there and continue to work our way higher. Seasonal tendencies usually have us peaking in around mid-March. Because we're in an upward trend, that likely will extend a little bit further to that. It could take us into early April, but we're looking for that time window to be a more significant high in the live cattle space. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.